Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the best of the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Do we have a quarterback controversy in Tampa Bay? Ryan Fitzpatrick had a dud of a year the last year with the Jets, but that year that they won 10 games, you saw him play well. He's capable of doing it.
Is Jameis Winston a leader among men? If they continue to sling it, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick is there holding the job and Jameis Winston continues to hold the clipboard.
This is what a fantasy herd is, Scott, enabling Jared Goff to just go wherever the matchup, wherever the defense, wherever the scheme dictates.
Jared Goff watching some film of Patrick Mahomes with little hot potato passes.
Yeah, the pop pass. And
Cooper Kupp, I believe, is going to be the best fantasy receiver there. They had Cooks because they felt he was a more complete player than Sammy Watkins. Robert Woods might end up being the third fantasy receiver here. Todd Gurley's Todd Gurley.
I'm worried about Collins because if he continues to put the ball on the ground, they're going to reduce his reps.
I wasn't that worried about Collins because they were letting their bench guys get in because it was such a blowout. In a closer game, you don't think Alex Collins gets more volume and thus more production? I understand the fumbles.
Fumbling has been long a problem for him that he was able to curb for an extent. Stretch last season, you know, in a blowout of that type when he only had 13 rushing yards, not good.
I'm not trying to make necessarily excuses for the Titans, but now I'm going to start making excuses. That was just a very odd game. They had the two weather delays. Mariota, their starting quarterback, goes down in the middle of that game.
They didn't play well. He looked like the same disappointing Mariota of last year. Put the defense on the field for too much. Right now, Deion Lewis is the best player on that offense. People don't believe me that I don't check live scoring until about 8 o'clock p.m. Sunday. I don't want to get myself concerned with the other team's lineup because I can't control that. There's enough fantasy anxiety. I don't have to add to it by watching live scoring. I just want to enjoy the games and at 7 o'clock, whatever happens, happens. You can't control the other team's results. It's not like you can game plan to stop the other team. Just worry about your own squad. Here's the issue that I see with a lot of trades, and people should really listen up with this. If you can win a trade, I'm always for doing that. If you can always get the better end of the deal or rip somebody off, more for it. At the same time, you have to put together realistic offers. Put yourself in the mental seat of the other owner. Would you accept the deal if you were going to make it? Don't start at a low ball point where you don't even have a chance. Like you said, you can't overreact. I'll be interested to hear the fantasy football frenzy today and what excuses Corey is going to make because he's about 65 points behind me going into Monday night and my quarterback didn't even play yet. So there you go. Cry about Le'Veon Bell and, you know, it doesn't matter who's going to be there in December. I'm the defending champion to make the playoffs and I owned you again.
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.